USA Radio News with Wendy King.
With the warmer weather, more people are gathering outside, and more protesters are demanding we reopen the economy. Near San Diego, in Encinitas, California.
You are gathering in violation of the public health.
KFMB TV reporter Heather Hope says there was another protest by a group of people demanding the company reopen despite the coronavirus pandemic.
Not taking no without a fight. Protesters clashed with San Diego County Sheriff's deputies at Moonlight Beach in Encinitas for the rally title, Surf's Up, Shred the Tidal Waves of Tyranny.
We the people!
Despite signs posted, beaches and public access are closed. People got on the sand. Law enforcement surrounded the rally by car, chopper, drone, and with lifeguards on jet skis.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
New York is making plans to restart businesses, but the main guiding principle is that they go very slowly. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says his state will likely begin to reopen the economy in certain areas after May 15th with precautions.
All that progress we made by flattening that curve, we could lose that in a matter of days if we're not careful.
Ford Motor Company confirmed it plans to recall a skeleton crew of workers on Monday to prepare factories for reopening, even as UAW members expressed concerns during the pandemic. There was a warning from White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett.
The next couple of months are going to look terrible. You're going to see numbers that are as bad as anything that we've ever seen. I think the unemployment rate is going to jump to a level probably around 16% or even higher in the next jobs report.
Hassett says things will start picking up again toward the end of the year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump may be working on big plans for U.S. immigration. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the story.
A White House advisor claims that President Trump's 60-day suspension of immigration because of COVID-19 is really just the first step in a bigger plan. White House advisor Stephen Miller telling conservative backers on a conference call, it is the first step in the administration's long-term goal of shrinking legal immigration. The president signing an executive order a few days ago barring people from receiving green cards at least for 60 days. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Brad Pitt made an appearance to the home edition of Saturday Night Live, appearing as Dr. Anthony Fauci. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
Brad Pitt hosted the second stay-at-home edition of Saturday Night Live in as many weeks, taking the opportunity to play Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. The show opened with Pitt's Fauci interpreting President Donald Trump's pronouncement on the science of COVID-19 when the president claimed the coronavirus vaccine would be developed relatively soon.
Relatively soon is an interesting phrase. Relative to the entire history of Earth, sure, the vaccine's gonna come real fast. But if you were to tell a friend, I'll be over relatively soon, and then showed up a year and a half later, well, your friend may be relatively pissed off.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.